Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 348. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Milk and Cookies from Long Island, New York. That song is called Typical Teenage. It was probably recorded sometime around 1975, but it didn't make it to the band's debut album, which was self-titled. Instead, it had to end up as a B-side, I don't know what it was, but it is on part of the new 3LP 2CD set from Captured Tracks that captures the band's first album, all their singles, demos, practices, everything, and it is a fantastic collection. For a band that I'd never really heard of, to think that I'd want to dig that deep into their history just seemed kind of silly, but no, not at all. Captured Tracks just released this 3LP set on January 22nd. It is fantastic, and if you're a fan of that glam and glitter and to bubblegum even, and then there's some gritty rock and roll, especially in the demos that kind of foretells the punk to come. So anyway, Milk and Cookies is the name of the band. It's also the name of the reissued first album in a new 2CD 3LP form on Captured Tracks. Anyway, music for you this week. Let's play some. This is a band called Knucklehead from Calgary. The song's called Riots and Tears.
We're the truth, so you're free.
right, three flavors of punk rock there for you, starting off with Knucklehead from Calgary. That song is called Riots and Tears, and it's the B-side of the Cold Civil War 7-inch that came out back in 2012 on Pirate Press. I think that was the band's last release. I don't know if they've officially broken up or not, but I think that was the last thing they released. And they've got a long history, been around for a long time, but just now discovering them, and I guess that's what happens when you live in Alberta. So I may dig back there. I enjoy kind of the street punk elements of that one, and it's just done very well, right? Anthemic and all that. In the middle there was The Unlovables with the song 1996. That is on the split album reunion show that they split with Dirt Bike Annie. That just came out October 10th of last year on Whoa-O Records. That band, of course, based out of New York, featuring Hallie, I think, Bullet, who is... very, very busy on the Chris Gethard show, on Broadway occasionally, in the band Hissy Fits, all over the place anyway. Very nice to see that band back together. It's hopefully continues on. And I guess they never broke up. They're just one of those bands that disappears for a long time. I hope they stay active because this album is very, very good, both their side and the Dirt Bike Annie side as well. And then we wrap things up with Kansas City's Boy Parts with the song Drunk in the Bathtub Face. That is on the band's Five Songs EP that they self-released January 15th of this year. It is unfortunately the band's last release. I think they've played their final show, and I think this is the final emptying of the vaults of everything they've recorded. Hopefully they'll pop up again. There's some good good people in that band. And, well, you know, emo, right? Anyway, I guess I should let you know how things work around here. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad, whatever. But hopefully I make good choices, get new music that's really good, make a really good podcast, and then keep you coming back week after week. It's how things work. Let's jump into here with something new. This is Lacera with the track 90s. We'll be right back. right, we say farewell there with Dressy Bessie at the song Dirty Birdies. That is on the band's album King Sized, which came out February 5th on Yep Rock, a band that's been idle for a while, coming back to life as well, based in Denver, Colorado, and out on tour soon. I know they've got a date coming up in Lawrence, Kansas, playing with Schwervon, I think at the Replay, and that's a show I will definitely be at, but more on the show list later. Starting that set off was Lacera with the song 90s. That's on the album Music for Listening to Music 2, which will be out March 4th on Polyvinyl Records. Of course, that is the band's fourth album, and it used to be the band of Kickball Katie Goodman from Vivian Girls and other projects, but now she's married, and Todd Weisenbaker, her new husband, is all over that record, and of course, you got to hear him singing there. True love and all that stuff. Anyway, let me go ahead and wrap this things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 348. I'm your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site, including Twitter or Facebook, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, the 12th, Stiff Middle Finger at the Jackpot. The 13th, Smash the State playing at the Blind Tiger. The 16th, Abigail Williams at the Right Room or Children of Bottom at the Granada. Take your extreme metal pick. On the 17th, Black Sabbath at the Sprint Center. The 19th, Uncouth is playing at Mills. Some weird four-band in-store that day. On the 23rd, Hop Along at the Right Room. 26th, Best Coast is at the Midland or John Velge is at the Mini Bar or Full Bloods are playing their release show at the Brick. On the 27th, Deco Auto has a show at Coda. 28th, Talk at Riot Room. More black metal there. On the 4th of March, that Dressy Bessie show at the Replay. 5th, Schwervon continues to play at the Mini Bar. On the 10th, Craig Finn is at the Bottleneck with Titus Andronicus. I should probably get tickets for that one. That's going to sell out if it hasn't already. On the 23rd, All Dogs at the Jackpot. 24th, Sidekicks at Granada, opening up for the Intuit Over It. Witch Jail playing the 25th at the Mini Bar. 28th, Shannon and the Clams at the Riot Room. 29th, Sheer Mag is playing at Noah's House. Don't know Noah? Well, ask a punk. The 31st, Murder by Death at the Granada. And then looking into April, Rah Rah Riot, Kurt Vile, Savages, Absu, The Who, Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard. There's things out there, but that's April, and it's only February now. New things on the website this week. Photos and video of that, and a write-up, I guess, of the Soda, Phantom Head, and Warm Bodies show. Photos, video, and a write-up of the Mistake Monday show with Lil Tuffy's, Drippies, and Witch Jail. And there'll probably be photos up there of the show I was at last night, which was Arc Flash, Leggy, Sneaky Creeps, and Lil Tuffy's. So those will be up there within the day, maybe by the time you hear this one. So anyway, let's wrap things up. I got one track left to play, because that's just how things work here, and you know the rules. The track is by your friend. That is Taryn Blake Miller of Lawrence, Kansas. And this is from her, official debut on Domino Records. Domino previously re-released one of her albums, but this is the official debut. The album is called Gumption. It came out January 29th, as I said, on Domino. And the song I'm going to play is Heathering. And this is an interesting case. It's the first time ever in the podcast. 348 episodes, but I listened to this album probably 20 times. Never once did I find a track that stood out to me. They're all good. They're fine. But I just couldn't pick a track that I wanted to play on the podcast. So I'm just going to pick the track that was the single. This is the one that I think there's even a video for this. If not, there probably will be. It was the standout. It was the push. I don't know. It doesn't sound any different than anything else on the album. I'm just not a fan, I guess, which is sad because I think I liked the last release. At least I think I did. But everyone loves this one. They don't need my love on it. So let's go ahead and wrap things up here. This is your friend with the song Heathering. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week. Thank you.